that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors? Yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Riding alongside Bob Tuscan is Steve Starrs. What's up, Steve? How are you tonight, man?
Hey, man. You know, it's another week, and I think my mind is cleared out since all the Super Bowl nonsense. But, of course, the story today of defensive end Michael Sam is in the news. And, of course, this is a big deal because he's the first openly gay football player getting
what?
Going.
Yes. Who? What?
Michael Sam. Michael Sam. You didn't hear about that? I mean, it was big news, Bob. I mean, we have to know all about this guy's individual, private, personal life, and it's important that we know this. I think Michelle Obama actually sent him a Jackie Robinson kind of congratulations that this was another breakthrough. And, of course, the issue of, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You're spending the opening part of my show to talk about this?
Well, I think you should, don't you? Because it was on ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, Fox.
This is the first time I'm hearing of it, and quite frankly, I hope it's the last.
Oh, Bob, this is the beginning of a new day. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
The age of gay Aquarius.
Oh, well, okay. I'm not trying to be cynical, but I don't want to put people down. But the point is simply this: that it's really who cares? It's not anybody's business, but this individual. But, you know, we've had this in the Olympics. We've had this in sports. Do you kind of get the impression that we're being bombarded with this ideology?
Was gay propaganda?
Yeah. It's just everywhere, you know. And
they have been obsessing, and I mean with a capital O, about this gay stuff, man.
Yeah. Capital O that rhymes with B that rhymes with Obama. Isn't that
what?
Oh, no. But, you know, there's one problem here. I was just going to say this, Bob. You know, the real issue is, what about, you know, Michael Sam's legacy? You know, like Archie Manning has Peyton and Eli Manning, and, you know, there was Bob Greasy and Brian Greasy. And, you know, there's always been these people. Will there be a son of Sam? Michael Sam's son? A son of Sam? Sorry.
Steve, at the front page of BobTuscan.com, I've got a number of headlines that I'd like to point out.
This is real news you're talking about. Real news. Okay, I'll let you get on to it, man. Real news now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is a great story. ADL has honored a true American criminal, but that's not unlike what the ADL would typically do. The infamous Anti-Defamation League has honored George Bush.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean George W.?
George W. Bush, correct.
The ADL has honored George W. Bush. Wow.
That's correct. That is correct. We'll talk a little bit more about that at some point and talk about this esteemed award that he received from the ADL. Also, I want to tell you about an exclusive we have up at the website. Cops sexually assault mother, break the 10-year-old's son's leg. And, well, that's just the half of it. Another extremely messed up, I had to search for my words there, an extremely messed up case of police brutality, and we have a lot of respect for peace officers, but when we see stories like this, it makes me cringe, to say the least.
Me too.
And also, Steve, did you hear about the fourth financial services executive found dead? This one from self-inflicted nail gun wounds? Yeah, I have a theory about this. I'm finding it hard to believe that somebody can shoot themselves with a nail gun several times enough to be fatal. And, well, I'll give you my synopsis on that tale when we get to it in a bit. And also, I wrote an article today up on the top of the website. West Virginia families billed for poisonous water. If it wasn't bad enough that they had to endure this nasty, smelly, and poisonous water, well, they have to pay for it. And I'll tell you about that story on tonight's show. We have a Mossad Minute coming up tonight, Steve.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And a Grope Report.
Wow. Both.
And this Grope Report, I think, is probably the most disturbing of Grope Reports that I've had in a long time. A long time. I don't want to tease it at all because I'll get pissed off and it'll take me away from the majority of my insights tonight. So I will save that and reserve that Grope Report for another segment, probably this hour, if not next hour. So we'll get to that. So definitely stay tuned for that. The TSA, man, if they haven't been involved with enough groping, Steve, and violations of our Fourth Amendment rights and other rights, well, they're groping us. And
groping every which way.
That's why we do the Grope Reports. And this one is guaranteed just about to top all of the aforementioned Grope Reports that we've done on the Bob Tuscan Show. So we got a lot to get to tonight, Steve, a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of news. And, of course, as always, I suppose we'll be taking calls, Bob?
Yeah. Let's take calls, but
we better
wait a little bit maybe or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm open to calls as always. That's fine. 800-313-9443. You got that, Steve?
I do. I'd love to hear from some people who have never called the show. We've had some really good listeners that call in quite frequently, but I'd like to hear from some new folks, too. You know,
did you say some nude folks?
Some new folks. The old folks are they're not nude anymore. I mean, they're new. They're not new. They're old. And if they're old, we don't want them nude.
No, that's for sure. All right, let me tell you about the West Virginia families that were billed with a capital B. I'm doing everything with a capital letter tonight. Do you notice that?
Yeah, billed. Bob Tuscan billed a show. Mm-hmm.
Capital Bill and Bob. No. West Virginia families billed for poisonous water. All month we have been paying close attention to the developing situation in West Virginia where a poisonous industrial chemical was dumped into the water supply. No, not fluoride. Some other nasty stuff tainting the water all throughout the state for weeks. The water was discolored, smelly, and many residents are apprehensive to even touch the water. Now, a month later, residents are starting to notice on their water bills that they are still being charged in full. Charleston resident Patrick Lawson Sr., billed for water that he didn't even use, says, quote, "They're claiming I've used 600 gallons in the past 6 days and that I don't have any leaks," Austin said in an email to Think Progress. "This also means my sewage bill will go up due to it being figured by your water usage. It is becoming painfully obvious that I'm in a no-win situation. If I don't pay the bill, they shut off my water. They leave the burden of proof on the homeowner." Lawson isn't alone either. Hundreds of other residents have been complaining of the same problem. Quote, "I'm sending West Virginian Americans Water Company a bill for the cost of the contaminated water they billed me for," says local minister Mel Hoover. "It is neither just nor right that the company should expect people to pay for a product we can't use."
Yeah, it's hard to believe they're going to charge people for all that smelly, nasty water. No, just don't go near the water. That's what I would say. But, you know, and they still get charged for it anyway. That's absurd.
All right, folks. We'll take a quick time out, and we will come back with some more stories. I have, let's see here, a number of stories to get to. Maybe I'll get that TSA story out of my hair. Yeah, in fact, I will. Next segment, our Grope report on something that ought to disturb you and, well, has certainly disturbed me today. So I want to get that out of my system. Coming up in the next segment on the Bob Tuscan Show, alongside with us is Steve Starrs. As always, stay tuned.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I want to grope you, so I apply to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan and I'm taking off the glove.
He's wearing a diaper. He's wearing a diaper.
Ooh.
This is probably the most startling grope report that I have ever done on the Bob Tuscan Show. TSA agent humiliates a cancer victim. Man with medical condition strip searched during harrowing airport incident. Jeez. A cancer victim who suffers from the, well...
Yes. The effects of cancer.
Chemotherapy. Was humiliated during an incident last week when a TSA agent loudly announced he's wearing a diaper to waiting travelers before laughing and subjecting the man to a strip search. the account of the man's experience at the hands of everybody's favorite federal gropers is explained by his wife in a post over at CafeMom.com. Suffering from an overactive bladder as a result of being afflicted with prostate cancer, the man has to wear an adult diaper. But according to his wife, has never had any problems with airport security in the past that couldn't be solved with a simple explanation. She picks up the story by saying, quote, "After he emerged from the scanner, the TSA officer, female, asked if he was carrying liquids in his clothing, explained his condition and what had happened. In the past, it was embarrassing enough for him to just tell a TSA employee that I was wearing an adult garment. And, well, but now he was also announcing that he had wet himself. She called over to another male officer, the boss, I guess, and explained the situation to him out loud in front of everyone else still going through the line. The problem was he did not understand what an incontinence product was when she told him.
Myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Incontinence. Yes.
The TSA agent didn't understand what it was. She didn't get that adults can sometimes use these incontinence, if I can say the word, garments for their, comfort. And myself, DH, and the female TSA employee tried explaining a few times before the woman finally just shouted, "He is wearing a diaper," which caused pretty much everyone to turn and stare at us. Smaller airport, so not that many people. The TSA officer then smirked and was almost enough, which was almost enough, his wife says, for me to go off, but I really didn't want to make an even bigger scene than there already was. The man was told that further review of his diaper was required before being led into a back room with four TSA screeners, kept asking the man if he had liquid in his pants, seemingly unable to grasp the meaning of the term incontinent. After the man was forced to repeatedly explain that he had wet his pants due to his medical condition, TSA screener subjected him to another pat-down before asking the man to drop his pants so that they could see the suspicious padding around his waist. The man was then forced to change out into a separate adult diaper, and the TSA agent confiscated his used diaper so that they could subject it to further scrutiny. After ensuring that the wet diaper was not an explosive item, the couple were finally allowed to leave and board their plane. Frustrating that people have to go through this in the name of security. We have neither security nor freedom now. Just lots of embarrassing and frustrating stories, states the man's wife, adding that he cried after the incident, which was one of the most embarrassing experiences of their lives. The airport in which the incident occurred is not named, although the man's wife said it happened last week. The incident stems out of the TSA's ridiculous rules, which bans carry-on liquids that are not presented for inspection in a clear bag, policy that has been slammed as absurd and pointless. Numerous other TSA workers harassing and humiliating people with these same sorts of issues have emerged in recent years. In 2012, the TSA was forced to apologize after agents visually inspected a colostomy bag belonging to 85-year-old Leonore Zimmerman, who claimed she was strip-searched by TSA screeners. This, folks, is as disturbing as it gets.
I wanna grope you, so I apply to be a TSA, baby. I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the glove.
Pretty bad. Yeah, we don't have a story, well, we don't have an account of where that happened, which airport. I'm sure it's a true story. I mean, there are a lot of people, men and women, for a lot of reasons who have to wear products to protect them from incontinence, which means that they have an overactive bladder, or they have no urinary control sometimes. There's a lot of reasons why people have those things, and it's not all old people. Sometimes it's middle-aged and even young. And so, I mean, the whole situation is pretty outlandish when TSA decides that this kind of stuff is the kind of thing that they need to examine, obviously, from the underwear bomber and that whole escapade, which was manufactured by the State Department. This kind of stuff is, well, it's intended, as we said, Bob, to humiliate people. That's all it does. These aren't going to protect you from terrorists, these people. No, they're not going to, you know, I mean, it's getting us used to the idea that we're supposed to do whatever these people say, who wear these blue shirts with their patches and their badges and their little radios and everything like that, that act like they're important. And only fanatics would want to be involved in that kind of operation, if you ask.
Exactly. It's disturbing. I don't even have anything else to say about it, really. Let's talk to Chris in Nevada now. Hello, Chris.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, Chris.
Good. I had an incident with the sheriffs one day, and they came to my house on a case of a mistaken identity. They came to the wrong house, and a female officer pounded on my door, and I thought it was someone that I knew because it was a familiar kind of knock, so I just opened the door immediately, and what happened was, I was just in my, I was just in shorts. I had no shirt on and I had no shoes on. And, she started asking me questions about some car accident that they thought was affiliated with my house. And, the female officer, she just pulled her gun out and she started waving it at me. And I asked her why. I mean, I wasn't frightened. I just, like, she was just waving it at me. And
you should have been frightened. You should have been.
Yeah, I mean, well, I should have been frightened, but I just kind of like, well, I just asked her, why are you waving your gun at me?
What'd she say?
And she said, the reason why, she said, she didn't know if I had a gun on me.
Now, you were in shorts.
I was in shorts, no shoes, no shirt. My hands were completely open. The door was wide open, and she said she didn't know.
What happened next?
Nothing. She just left.
Interesting.
Very strange.
It's very interesting, and the reason why I'm telling you this story is because that is the rationale that I believe that they're using now is the I don't know rationale.
Yeah, I don't know why this is, therefore I can
therefore,
do whatever I want.
Yeah, therefore I can do whatever I want because I don't know if you're going to hurt me. Therefore,
I don't know if your diaper is going to blow up. And yeah, you're exactly right. Chris, great call. We'll get to more calls when we come back in just seconds.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Now,
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan, alongside Steve Starrs. And we're taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Are you outraged about hearing TSA put this poor man through the rigmarole of their scrutiny and abuse because of his handicap? I mean, geez, so disturbing. I can't get over that one. And I'm glad I got out of my system because, well, I do the show oftentimes to vent and to get things off my chest. I'm glad I have this show, and you can use it for the same reasons. Feel free to call in 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Mark now in Oregon. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good evening, Bob. Good evening, Steve.
Hey, Mark.
Hey. Yeah, Steve, by the way, I was listening to the show last week, or one of the several shows, I guess, that you do by yourself during the week. At least sometime, some weeks. I just have to compliment you, Steve. You really are an excellent broadcaster. And then I think after I realized that initially, when you didn't have Bob to... I was going to say, when you didn't have Bob to... Well, I don't know. It's a compliment, you know.
Yeah.
It's just to share the time with you interacting.
Is it a compliment for Steve and then an insult for me?
Never, Bob. I'm a short-time listener, but I'm, honest to God, very impressed. It's just a good, comfortable show.
We need
a little comfort these days. It's a lot of bad news, but you make it very laid-back somehow. But at any rate, you'd mentioned, Steve, that you were had worked at one of the larger broadcasting, I think, television networks.
Oh, yeah.
And it really shows. Really, really shows. You're really an asset to the truth movement.
Well, thanks. Well, thanks, Mark.
Steve, sure, do you know this guy? Did you put him up to this?
You'll get paid after this is all over. Just don't let him catch on here.
You will come the second payment.
I'm getting jealous, right, Mark. You don't say nothing nice about me.
The second payment will be in the mail. Yeah. No, we appreciate it. We do.
What's on your mind, Mark?
Well, you know, you guys were talking about this latest, most publicized Transportation Administration Authority. What are they called again? I guess I'm having a Freudian slip
here. It's the Transportation Security TSA. Or whatever, TSA,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so far away. I've never even seen one of them. You know, it's
good for you.
Like I've never operated a computer. I haven't had a television in the home for decades. You know, I don't have an answering machine, and I guess I just throw them in the same category. Just things you don't need. And things
how do you listen to us?
Inconvenience you.
How do you listen to the show here?
Well, I listen over the listen line.
Oh, great.
Okay, so you use it on the phone. I got you.
It's excellent. And the thing that came to my mind when you guys were discussing that, and then when you came back from break, Steve touched on it, but I find it so ludicrous because I watched, I listened on the radio. I don't have a way to watch. Like on Alex Jones, for instance, he does a Skype along with it. The whole underwear bomber episode just unfold right in front of people who, and it says a lot for a person, either they're on the bus or off the bus. This is the biggest bus you can get on or off, Mark of the Beast and all that, eternal salvation or damnation. That's my view, and I think you guys probably share that. But at any rate, Kurt Haskell and his wife, he's a lawyer, very accomplished young man.
Yeah, we've had Kurt on the show a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we had it all laid out for us, and it was all so ludicrous, just the operation was. It was just so like, you know, it's like a throwaway incident that, you know, it's just so preposterous on the face of it. They get him through without any credentials. The guy takes the person who works for the airport into another room and convinces him somehow to let him on. And then, you know, we get the witness evidence. Okay, so over this, we have, and there were no explosives that could have done any harm, really, as far as that. It did catch fire, but it was rigged not to actually explode or anything. It was just supposed to get a lot of attention on the plane, blow it up while it lasted. So we've got a whole country, as well as we have tourism is down at least 40%. Just you can really attribute it to what people got to go through at the airport. Yeah, we got all the citizens that fly in this country. There's millions. I don't know how many. I've never heard. That would be an interesting figure to know how many people actually fly on an average day. Going through this, being humiliated, prisoner training, the whole bedrock of it, as well as, like you said before, one of you guys, humiliation. And, of course, it's both, because when they do bigger things, they being, you know, the dregs of, if you want to call them humanity, they don't consider themselves human, per se, as reptilian. But, and they really are. I've come to understand that. They really are. I mean, they're of another race, partially at least. And they can manipulate a whole country or a whole world by just these very simple events that they drop into their current completed agenda. And it has a synergistic effect with the rest of the agenda that's already in place. And it fits in as to where, like Karl Rove said, few years ago, they make reality, that they're reality's players, and they make reality, and that we have no choice except to follow it. Well, if they keep completing more and more of our reality into their fabricated, evil, house full of horrors reality, then it's gotten to a point, even presently, from my observation, where for many people in the world, if not most, even if they're awake, this reality impinges on them, whether you would call it through the auric field and or really through direct visual and audio input, whether you're looking at the communications industry or whether you're looking at, you know, all the other avenues of human endeavor that they have completely infiltrated over decades and hundreds of years, all depending on which part of the agenda you're looking at. But with technology, they are supercharged, and they're way, way, way out there. And they actually go through wormholes. You know, there's just so much direct participant testimony having to do with space travel and time travel that they do use and have used for a good while now. But they actually use time travel to go out a short distance into the future to see how what they're doing now will turn out. And that's from Andrew Bisciaggio, if you've heard of him, projectpegasus.com.
Yeah, I know all about it, Mark. Yeah. Thank you for the call. We had him speak at the Free Your Mind conference. I don't know what I think about him. But I got to move on here to another caller. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Bob now in Colorado. Hello, Bob. Bob, are you there?
Yo, Bob.
Yo, Bob.
You must have caught him away.
We must have gone them all away.
Well, I don't blow off a lot of that stuff, though, because I really do wonder sometimes as to some of the people out here and their mindset. I don't think they are human. I wonder at times, Bob. You know what I mean? It's
the reptilian part of their brain, perhaps. Let's talk to Kim in South Dakota. Hello, Kim.
You guys went way off from what I called from, but...
All right. Well, you could take us back to what you called from, all right?
Okay, it was about the person that called, or what you first started talking about, the water, and they're still having to pay and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have a thing called Public Utilities Commission. We'd mm-hmm. call them, and they would fix things and everything when you were getting screwed up. Well, they don't anymore. And I tried calling a lawyer, and now the lawyers, you know, because they used to not be able to turn your electricity off if you have a child in the house under age 18, whatever, if you were like a one day late, like when I was working 6 days a week, and I would forget, or I didn't have time or whatever to fix it. And they'd turn me off, and then I'd have to pay so much extra money, even though I had already paid the, what do you call it when you first get it turned on? You know, like the $100, $200 just to get it turned on.
Yeah.
So they
installation
would,
or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they would turn it off. And so I tried calling the Public Utilities Commission. Well, they don't do that anymore. So I hired a lawyer. And he says, wait a minute, I can't do this for you.
Tell me more about this lawyer when we come back, and we'll also get to David and try to go back to Bob and any of your calls as well. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
You should have seen him, Steve. He was just dancing to the music when he heard through my headphones the bumper music come on. He likes it.
The listeners don't know who you're talking about when you.
I can't tell them.
It's your son. I know, and he's cute.
Very important.
There he is. Does he have something to say?
You have something to say? Huh? No. He says, "Let's get to some callers here."
All right. Yeah, we'll get back to Kim, wouldn't it?
Let's get back to Kim. Then we'll take David. Then we'll take Art. Is Bob on the line still too, Mr. Producer? We got to go back to him. He's connected, but we'll try him again after Kim. Then we'll go to David and Art. All right, so Kim, what did this lawyer tell you?
He says, well, I can't work for you because I work for the company. And that's when I realized there's something rigged going on. This was years ago. So then, a few years ago, our power went out for over 2 weeks. we have two companies here, and they've got it all messed up. It's like a competition, but it's not a competition. They got it all gridded out. You got this company here and this company there. Well, I'm in the most higher company, which is actually a co-op, which doesn't make sense because my co-op charges me more than other people pay. And the other company, when the power started going out here a few years ago when we had the ice storm in South Dakota, they announced right away on the radio that they were going to compensate people for, you know, like their freezers or whatever, you know, the food. Well, I lost a deep freezer full of food, a side-by-side freezer full of food, and a refrigerator full of food. And you know what? I'm still paying to this day. All of us are. $6 a month or better to fix all this stuff. And when my power went out, all they had to do, they fixed everybody around me but me and my neighbor, and all they had to do, the other ones were power lines down and the poles down and this and that. All they had to do was hook the wire back up. Would have took them half an hour. Took them 2 weeks.
Sure.
This stuff, they're all conglomerates. It's all between the lawyers, the judges, all of it.
Yeah.
It's just, it just blows my mind.
Without a doubt, Kim. It's the good old boy network, you know? It's cronyism and so on and so forth. You're absolutely right.
I mean, but I couldn't believe that. You can't get public utilities commissions do anything anymore. You can't get lawyers do anything anymore because they're all hired by these guys. I mean, we have nobody to protect our back. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, Kim, I appreciate the call. I wish I had some solution for you, but...
Well, no, we all got to figure it out sooner or later and just try and get off the grid and get rid of them. But
that's,
I thought
we're
it was
all...
cute your little son was dancing. That's,
yeah,
awesome.
He was so cute. You should have seen him. Sometimes I wish I had the video camera on. Other times when it's just me, I'm glad I don't because the camera would definitely break. I got a face for
children.
Radio.
I had six of my own, and now I got some grandbabies, so they're the best. Children are the best. They're our only hope.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right, and that's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm doing this. So.
Well, good luck, and I hope you keep it up.
All right, Kim. So good to hear from you. Stay in touch. I appreciate it.
You too. Have a
good day. Let's try Bob again. Yeah, thanks so much. Let's try Bob again. Bob, are you there this time? That's a no. Okay, David in North California. Hey, David. David dropped? What's going on with our phones tonight? David? Did David drop, Mr. Producer? I can barely hear you if you're telling me he dropped.
Yeah, I think he did.
He dropped.
Well, we'll try to get him back.
Call back, David. Art in Underground.
Art, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Good evening, sir.
Okay. First of all, in response to a couple callers back there, said he'd be kind of curious as to how many people fly per day. Well, depending on who you ask, but if you go to the Department of Transportation and you look at their statistics, just looking back over the past several years, your numbers range anywhere from 630 from 630 million to 680 million people per day fly in the U.S. alone.
No.
That's the numbers, dude.
No, there's only 315 million Americans.
I know. I'm not understanding where they're getting their numbers from.
Yeah,
I don't buy that.
I looked it up, and I'm thinking they must be talking about Americans and all others from around the world who happen to be here. Because you're not talking about just Americans. They've got to be talking about everybody that's flying throughout the United States. They've got to be.
Or the way worldwide,
that they come up with that kind of number.
I don't know about that.
I would think as many as 600,000, probably. Well, maybe
even
3 million, 1% of the population might be flying every day. I don't know. That would be what.
Well, here it says, according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, a total of 631,939,829 passengers boarded domestic flights.
Now, could that be one
year?
They've
got to be talking about. They can't be talking about just Americans. They've got to be talking about everybody.
Well, it all depended also on the time formula, though, wouldn't it, Art? I mean, if it was 1 year, possibly, maybe.
Well, this is a publication dated July
20th, 2011. Wow. Yeah.
I don't know where they're coming up with that number.
Yeah, I don't either. Unless it's yearly, or I think it would be possibly yearly.
Yeah, that's talking about, I guess, per year.
Yeah, that would be about two flights per person per year. 600 and something million.
Yeah.
You know, on average. That would probably make
sense. And obviously some people fly more often than others, and some people don't fly at all, and yeah.
Yeah, so they got to be talking about per year there. Anyway, I wanted to kind of weigh in on this whole diaper thing. Because
you were a diaper.
Who was telling his story about when he was in shorts, no shirt, barefoot, and the cop pulled the gun on him, and when he asked why, she said, well, because I don't know if you got a gun. And here's my thing. These people take a job, and then they do this crazy stuff, and then they use the excuse that, well, I didn't know if maybe he might have, if you're that paranoid, find a safer job.
Yeah. Or use a little more reason. Yeah, absolutely. We had an episode where we had a police chief not too far from where I live in Aurora, Colorado, who there was a Wells Fargo bank that was robbed by a couple fellows. And they were pretty certain that they had them in a traffic jam of some sort. And so what they did was they pulled everybody out of their car and used, well, they didn't use handcuffs. They used the plastic snaps and stuff like that. And set them on the curb. Like, I think there were about 40 people. There were women out there with their kids and stuff like that, handcuffed on the curb while the police, the Aurora police, went through to find these bank robbers. They robbed the Wells Fargo bank. Of course, if it was a regular, normal, everyday, state-owned or local bank, they wouldn't have done that. But it was a Wells Fargo bank, okay? Well, who was that police chief? It was the same guy, Dan Oates, who prevailed over the Aurora shooting, okay? No regard at all for the constitutional rights of these people. You got to get the bank robbers,
Yeah.
Hour number two coming up in seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out.